This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on January 22nd, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. The world's largest global union is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Created in January 1993, Education International, EI, is the organization which represents teachers and other education workers at the world level. It represents some 30 million workers who are members of 400 unions in 172 countries. It works to improve the wages and working conditions of education workers. It has a particular focus on improving teaching as a profession. Fred Van Leeuwen is the founding general secretary of Education International. I asked him about EI's 25 years and what it has done for education workers in that time.
When we created Education International in 1993, the Berlin Wall had fallen 4 years earlier and Fukuyama had just published The End of History. We all thought that we were moving into the right direction, that freedom, human rights, democracy, that it was just a matter of time. Although I don't want to say that this optimism has disappeared, it has turned into a sense of realism. Now, when you're asking me what has been achieved in the past 25 years, I think, first of all, I should say that we have been able to help education unions around the world to take a leadership role in promoting democratic change in their countries, from Tunisia, Algeria, Egypt, to Djibouti, Lebanon, Iraq, Bahrain during the Arab Spring, also in the Asia-Pacific region, with the STAN countries, Turkey. It's a very long list of countries and places where I think we have made, or at least tried to make, a difference. Now, in terms of the profession, teaching profession, it is quite clear that today, nobody with some sense, except perhaps the World Bank, would dare advocate that teaching is not a profession, that teachers do not need to be highly educated, or that they are not crucial to the delivery of quality education. Now, 25 years ago, this was being whispered in some international circles, and that's no longer the case. So I think we've changed the narrative. We brought teachers back to the center of the education debate. We've undertaken valuable research to substantiate our claims. We were able to get UNESCO to develop and adopt a recommendation on the status of higher education teachers. We got an ILO instrument to protect the rights of early childhood education. We manufactured new international consultation mechanism for union leaders and education ministers in the OECD countries. And frankly, I think that organizations like UNESCO and OECD have moved to our side of the aisle, which, of course, doesn't mean that governments moved as well. Many are unfortunately still stuck in the belief that our school system, first of all, is to improve a country's economic performance, serve the needs of the market, neglecting the need of for equal access, for a broad curriculum and for more space and time for teaching professionals, is exactly one of the main challenges that we are still confronting. I've always believed that education and the union movement are very important forces to help democratic development and promote human rights.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.